Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of NCBA talking about Tom Vilsack coming back to USDA, it appears. Back on that in just a moment.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email and we'll meet up in your inbox.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Wrapping up our conversation today with Ethan Lane, Vice President for Governmental Relations for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their D.C. office. A familiar face that Ethan Lane and others in the agricultural community expecting to see inside the D.C. Beltway come January after the expected Biden inauguration is former USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, back for another tour of duty at the Department of Agriculture.
He has been to the show. He knows how this agency works. He's going to be able to move in on day one and really go to work without a ramp up period. We have a relationship with him. Everyone else in agriculture has a relationship with him already. That's probably good news. That means that we're not going to have to relitigate some of these old issues. Hopefully we can move forward. He can pick right up with some of the ongoing conversations we've all been having in agriculture, and go right to work. So, we're excited to have him back in the helm and excited to get started and see what this administration wants to focus on. Obviously climate being one of them, but there are a lot of other issues to tackle as well. So we're ready to get started.
One thing I remember about Secretary Vilsack during the latter part of his tenure, his pragmatic approach to some issues, including mandatory country of origin labeling. He understood at that point it was not going to work.
Well, exactly. And that's kind of what I was alluding to in saying he's kind of been to the show before. He doesn't have to relearn the realities of some of those issues, because the rhetoric, as you know, Ron, and as a lot of your listeners know, doesn't always quite match the reality. That's really positive. We have moved on from the M-Cool conversation, and the bulk of the industry is focused on product of the USA labeling now. That's a much more sort of immediate concern for us, is that open-ended use of labels like product of the USA that don't fit what the consumer's expectation is. And it doesn't allow our producers to really differentiate what is the best beef in the world here in the U.S. in a voluntary way that allows them to grow market share. So we're excited to engage with a secretary who already has figured out that M-Cool doesn't work, and look for some of those ways for us to make sure we're really increasing value for producers here in the United States through some of the labeling that's already available through things like process verified programs at AMS and other tools that are underutilized because product of the USA labeling kind of gives them an easy out on the end of the supply chain, that they don't have to go to those other tools. We want to make sure there's plenty of focus on those, and we're hopeful that incoming Secretary Vilsack is going to be excited to have some of that same conversation.
Finally, for your producers out there, as you look into 2021, what message would you want to give them from a Washington D.C. point of view that will hopefully give them something to chew on about how they can best engage with the new administration, new Congress, everything that's going to be going on in the new year?
We are going to go into a new administration here that is going to have a lot of competing voices. This new team is going to be fighting their own internal battles over the progressive left wing of the Democratic Party versus the more moderate wing. And there's going to be a lot of focus in that conversation on rural America, because President-elect Biden and his team did not fare well in rural America. Congress in the last election those congressional elections showed that Democrats didn't fare well in rural America. That's going to put a lot of focus on what rural America thinks and how we make a living in industries like the cattle industry. And I would encourage producers to keep looking for ways to be productive in that conversation. Be vocal about what works and what doesn't. know that this administration is going to have days when they're going to take actions that are going to be really hostile to the cattle industry. And they're going to have days when they're going to do things that we might be really happy with. And we're going to have to be able to separate one from the other. We're going to have to be able to take the good and educate on the bad. And it's going to look very different than it looked in the last 4 years. But we're going to have to keep pushing forward and educating and looking for opportunities in this administration to make progress. So I guess that's my ask, is that folks go into this understanding that this is going to be kind of a mixed bag, and that's going to have to be kind of how we approach it over the next couple of years. But there's going to be opportunities for some wins, and we're going to look for every one of those we can.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Attention farmers and ranchers, the decision's been made by Midwest Farm Shows to postpone their 2020 Tulsa Farm Show from December to the 25th, 26th, and 27th of February at Expo Square at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Again, the new dates for the Tulsa Farm Show, February 25th, 26th, and 27th. In the meantime, stay safe, and we'll see you at the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.